done!
She heard the voice again.
Mama! Da!
She screamed for her mother and father as the ceiling began to collapse around her.
John! James! Rhiannon!
She called for her younger brothers and sister as she crawled along the stone floor. They had been sleeping in the same bed with her, yet now were nowhere that she could see. The flames were gaining ground, licking at her gown, and embers singed her hair as she found the chamber door.
"Turn right, Morgan, and run as fast as you can."
She unflinchingly followed her mother's voice. Morgan ran down the hallway, then traversed the stone stairs. The heat was so intense that the stone burned the tender skin on the bottom of her feet, yet she was heedless of the pain.
"Turn left, now!"
her mother's voice demanded of her. Morgan instantly obeyed, finding herself only a few feet from the main entry door. Flames completely engulfed the opening in a deadly inferno of burning wood and molten metal.
"Trust me, child, go through that door."
Morgan felt, rather than heard, the voice in her head, and Morgan's sense of survival was almost too strong to follow her mother's demand.
"Trust me, go! There will be a way provided. Go, or die!"
Morgan took a leap of faith. Bounding over the last three steps of the staircase, she made a dash for that flaming door. Only feet from the massive blaze, the door barring her exit fell, crashing outward as a massive timber fell from the ceiling. This unburned beam was the bridge she needed to escape through the gap left by the missing entryway. Out into the night, Morgan ran on bare feet until she could no longer feel the searing heat. Turning to look back, she called to her family and screamed at the top of her lungs, forcing her voice to rise above the roar of the firestorm. Had her family survived? She saw no one in the outer bailey as she ran through the outer gates, trying to escape the fire that was rapidly spreading to all the outbuildings and stables. It was as if the whole of the castle was deserted, and she was the only living soul.